Good evening and good day, everyone. I am Tracy, and today is Tuesday, March 21st, or Wednesday, March 22nd, to our family in Australia. This is a meditation and exercise to heal the dimensional fractures on the earth. And today we will be working specifically with the fracture over the Ukraine. So I thank you all for your energies and your participation this evening. This meditation has been adapted from a meditation with Helioha, channeled by David K. Miller in July of 2022, and it is protected under the copyright of David K. Miller. Before we begin, please take three deep breaths and enter into a state of spiritual relaxation. As we are in this state, please say the following affirmations. I am a spiritual electromagnetic being of light, and I am a channel for the spiritual force field of the fifth dimension. I open myself to receive and direct this light for the highest good of Mother Earth and of humanity. I am a servant of the light, and I open myself to the guidance, inspiration, and support of the Ascended Masters and the unified energies of the Sacred Triangle. Let us go into silence. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And let us ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to fill and coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Please take a moment to receive and feel this light shaping and strengthening your cosmic egg. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. The Arcturians have taught us several methods for healing fractures in our personal energy fields, as well as healing dimensional fractures. To heal dimensional fractures, we can visualize a cosmic egg over a specific country, for example, and we can work to repair and heal the aura this way. We can also work to raise the vibrational energy field of a person, a city, or a country. Working within planetary cities of light can also help because the spiritual life quotient is already elevated and the healing of a fracture can therefore be more effective. We are, however, in a time of great polarization, war, and nuclear energy pollution. And you may find that the dimensional fractures are too serious and require a stronger intervention. It is for this reason that Helioha has developed a special Arcturian technique that she calls the laser planetary surgery technique. When a trauma occurs on the Earth, Helioha, with other Arcturian colleagues, can, upon your request, perform laser surgery on the dimensional fractures around the Earth. This laser light is able to sew up the split, and then the fracture would be closed with this laser healing light. Today, we will do an exercise together using the laser surgery healing technique and working with the dimensional fabric. This is the veil that separates the dimensions. When this veil is broken or torn, lower energies from the fourth dimension can enter the third dimension. This can be the cause for the wars, the chaos, and the violence we are seeing today. So listen to the following tones and let them be a clearing of all lower vibrations as we prepare to go into a deeper state of expanded consciousness. Now, take three deep breaths. And with each breath, allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into a state of spiritual relaxation. You are breathing more comfortably now and more slowly. And you feel connected to your spiritual energy field. Helioha sends down a corridor of light from the Starship Athena to each of your rooms on Earth. Allow your spirit body to gently rise up through your crown chakra and enter into the corridor of light. And at the speed of thought, travel to the Starship Athena. You travel through the fourth dimension, directly into the fifth dimension, and into the Starship Athena. Helioha greets you and welcomes you to the fifth dimensional starship. Take a deep breath and inhale this beautiful fifth dimensional energy and light, as well as the healing energy of Helioha. Follow Helioha into the Gaia Planetary Healing Room. And in the center of the room, you will see a holographic image of the Earth and a holographic image of the Moon. Please take a seat comfortably around this beautiful holographic energy field. From your seat, bilocate to the holographic image of the Moon. And together with Helioha, we are sitting in the beautiful spiritual energy of the moon. We feel the great beauty of being on the moon. As you look out, you see the earth, and you can see the whole aura of the earth, including its dimensional fabric. Now, to the best of your abilities, visualize the spinning of the earth's aura. And as you are seeing the aura spinning, examine the fabric of the aura of the earth. As you look closely at the earth's aura, you can see at least 5 dimensional fractures. And there is one big dimensional fracture that we see that is over the country of Ukraine, where the war is continuing. From this position on the moon, looking down into the earth, zoom in. And you can see that there are lower spirits coming down through this dimensional fracture into the Ukraine. These lower spirits that are entering through the fracture are nasty. They are naughty and they want to create chaos. They want to create war. They want to create killing and they want to create evil. From this position on the moon, looking at the earth, Helioha comes down into the aura around Ukraine. If you can just visualize her entering the country of Ukraine, the aura, and with her laser pointer, see her as she begins to sew up this fracture. And know too that your thoughts, you sending your thoughts, are also helping to heal this fracture where this terrible war is occurring. Let us go into meditation as we visualize Helioha working with the energies of the aura of Ukraine and sewing up this dimensional fracture. The sewing up of this fracture will stop all lower energies from coming into the Ukraine. There's a beautiful healing light now over the aura of Ukraine, and the repair of this fracture is now complete. You can think of this as sewing up a fracture in your bone. After it is done, you must be peaceful. You must be able to rest in order to heal. And we would like very much for there to be a rest, a ceasefire in Ukraine, a pause, so that the healing of the dimensional fracture can continue and there can be peace once again in Ukraine. The aura of the Ukraine energy field is becoming stronger and stronger now. Remember that we can always call on Healyoha to help with the sewing up of a fracture. The healing of these dimensional fractures around the earth must be completed. And in severe cases such as Ukraine, you need the help of the Arcturians to assist in this repair surgery of the dimensional fractures. Now let us journey back in this position holographically from the moon and into the healing chamber on the starship Athena where we started. Become aware of your own energy field and feel a strengthening and increase of light in your energy field. The dimensional fabric of your aura can also become stronger. You too have flexibility in your dimensional fabric, which will allow you to be able to travel and receive light and information from the fifth dimension more effectively. It is time now to leave the Gaia Planetary Healing Room. Stand up, walk out of the room and down the hallway, and enter the corridor of light from which you came, and travel at the speed of thought back to your physical body on Earth. You are back in your room, 6 feet above your physical body. And re-enter your physical body now in perfect alignment. Take 3 deep breaths. Exhaling gently. And slowly begin to return to your normal state of consciousness. Become aware of your surroundings, of the noises, or hopefully the quiet. And take a moment to be still before you continue with your evening or with your day. Thank you all for your participation in this very important healing for the Ukraine, for the Earth, and for humanity. As we close this space, we ask for an expedited healing of all fractures and all imbalances throughout the planet, and for the consciousness of humanity to be raised to the highest level possible and for the highest good of all. Thank you and blessings to you all.